There were once two brothers whose parents had died and had left them some land they had bought not long before they passed away, two sizable fields, one for each brother. There were unfortunately restrictions on the use of the land for 10 years, which meant that until that time had passed, it could only be used for agricultural and related purposes. The eldest of the two brothers was already settled with his wife and children in the local city, and decided to hold the land as an investment and wait out the 10 years for the land to appreciate in value and then sell it on to developers. He visited his field only once, a few weeks after it became his, and then let it out to a local riding stables for their horses to run and graze in. The younger of the two, however, despite already being settled with his wife and family in a town not too far away, made a different decision. He visited his field often, sometimes alone and sometimes with his wife and children. They regularly came to work on the land from dawn till dusk over the summer weekends, spending several weeks simply clearing it of weeds. Over the following months, they turned it and dug it over, fed it with local manure, removed the larger rocks and stones, and then, at last, near the end of the first year, it was finally ready for sowing with winter vegetables. Within another 2 years, the younger brother's crops from the field were selling sufficiently well in the market for him to pay two locals to tend the field, work it, and harvest the seasonal crops, and to take them to the market for him. And by the time nearly 10 years had passed, the younger brother owned a thriving farming business, having bought more local land around the region to expand his crops, and he now employed over 120 people in the local communities to plough, sow, tend and harvest, package, transport, and sell his fruit and vegetables all over the region. And even though he was still settled in another town, working there as he always had during the week, he and his wife and children were now well known and well respected in the surrounding villages. The older brother, meanwhile, was keeping his field as a financial investment, happy with his small rental income from the local riding stables. Near the end of that 10th year, however, an unfortunate announcement was made by the local council and the highways agency. A new bypass was to be routed through the area that would cut across the two brothers' fields. Obviously, there was outrage and protest from the local community, but despite all this, the local council, with the weight of national government behind them, insisted and began to buy up all the land that the bypass would occupy. The older brother hired a legal team, first to contest the compulsory purchase of the land, and then, when they lost, finally to negotiate a reasonable price for the sale. He got less than he was hoping, but still, the sale provided him with a substantial return for his years of waiting and holding on to the land, and he had had 10 years of rental income from the local stables too. The younger brother, however, fared not a little differently. Before he'd even had a chance to engage his own solicitors, the local residents had formed a support group and were gathering funds from across the region, starting with the families and friends of those he employed, and with growing sympathy and quiet assistance from some key members of the local council too. Their legal team based their case on how essential the younger brother's farming business had become to the local community and economy, from those who looked after his farm to those who eventually sold the crops in the markets and shops around, and even to many of the local restaurants and hotels who were using his locally grown produce on their menus to great acclaim. They also managed to get exposure in first the local and then the national media, and support grew even more. However, despite their best efforts and a drawn-out courtroom battle, the government eventually won out. The local community and their legal team had done a sterling job, though, and the final negotiated settlement for the younger brother's one field was nearly 6 times the amount his older brother had received. In addition, in recognition of the immense value of his business to the region, the local council agreed to replace his field with a brownfield site only a few miles away and to cover all the costs in clearing, cleaning and returning the site to agriculturally usable land. Since the younger brother had bought additional land over those 10 years, the dip in his business, though not insignificant, was more than paid for by the subsequent rise, thanks to all the publicity and support that he'd received. But each brother had started out with exactly the same potential. A single, unploughed field.